We made it out. And all the other people are asking how. A The Murderbot Diaries fanfic. Written by Music of the Spheres. Read by Black Glass. It's the middle of the rest cycle, and Ada can't sleep. She sits at the desk in her cabin aboard the preservation responder and drums her fingers against its surface. Her therapy modules have been a big help in keeping her anxiety manageable, but it always gets worse at night, no matter how much chamomile she drinks. On her way to the system, she'd lain awake, wondering about Amina and SecUnit and Tiago and the rest of the team who had been taken along with them. In the past, she worried that Greycris would get to her family. Now she remains awake, because it's apparently just the way her body works now. She'd like to go home, but she can't. Not until SecUnit's new friends are safe. Being so close to corporates again probably isn't helping, though at least Pressox doesn't have to deal with them alone. Perihelion, ostensibly a research transport, is a lot more heavily armed than Ada had expected, with its debris deflection array, SecUnit had made sarcastic air quotes when it told her about it, and armed pathfinders. But she has begun to take a certain amount of comfort in the security of having sentient weaponry around. The Ada Mensa of a year and a half ago would be horrified at such a prospect, but the Ada Mensa of a year and a half ago hadn't known what it meant to be loved by a person who had never known love its entire existence, up until she met it. It makes her tear up a little to think about sometimes. A shadow darkens her open door, and she glances up from her musings to find her brother-in-law hovering apologetically in the hallway. "My sister," he murmurs, "I was hoping you might be awake." He has been uncharacteristically sheepish since moving onto the preservation vessel, and Ada only has a partial idea of why that might be the case. Something about an incident on the survey planet that the others only talk around, even SecUnit had been reticent on the matter, that it ended in an altercation with another group and an early departure. "What is it, Tiago?" Ada replies, unable to keep the wariness, or the weariness, from her voice. Her little pet ball of anxiety rears its ugly head. The last time he had tracked her down for a conversation in such a manner back home had not ended well. He continues to hover, uncertain, and she gestures for him to step inside. He does so, wringing his hands, anxious. "I want to," he begins, voice hoarse. He clears his throat. "I want to apologize to you, Ada, about SecUnit. That is, the way I understood, or rather, misinterpreted." He stops, takes a breath. It's unlike him to be so unsure of his words. He sits on the edge of her bed, facing the desk where she sits. "You were both hurting and going through something I couldn't fathom, and I should not have made the assumptions I did. They were biased and false, not to mention unkind. I am sorry." He looks away, scratching the back of his neck. "With what I know about it now, I'm appalled my mind even went there in the first place." The ball of anxiety in Ada's chest loosens just a little. This is wholly unexpected, but not at all unwelcome. Can she really call it unexpected, though? This mission has clearly changed Tiago, just like her mission had changed her. "To be fair to you," she says, with a gracious tilt of her head, "I was depending on it too much for emotional support. And about the trauma treatments it wanted me to get..." "No, not that," Tiago interrupts quietly, then laughs. "Or not just that. I thought..." "This is embarrassing." Ada can't help herself. Tiago's self-effacing amusement is infectious. She smiles. "What did you think?" "I thought it had romantic feelings for you." He puts his hands up at the way her eyes widen, as if to stop her from telling him off. I know. It's ridiculous in hindsight. But I understand now that you can't attribute human logic to its behavior. It's its own kind of being, and it was clinging to you because it cares about you, and is nervous about everyone else. Kind of like a cat. Ada has had the same thought herself, and hums in agreement. Tiago fidgets, twirling his thumbs over each other. And, well, I did not realize it at the time, but I understand neither I nor Amina made things easy for it during the survey. We both thought that I was being paranoid by sending it with you. Yes, that too, but also that it resented us. Now I realize it was just mirroring our behavior towards it. Amina says it cares about what I think of it, because of my connection to you. That warms Ada's heart, not only because it means her daughter and sec unit must have bonded. Amina is astute, but there's no other way she'd have known that, because sec unit would never admit it out loud. But also because sec unit had been making an effort to get along with her family. Tiago's smile falls. I'm sure it's told you all about my screw-up at the end of the survey. It hasn't, actually. He blinks. Oh. In fact, nobody has, if you care to elaborate. He looks down at his hands. His shoulders slump. I am not proud of myself for it, Ada. I broke protocol and didn't follow its orders. There was a standoff with some raiders who had big guns. They got shot because of me. Ada's jaw drops. Tiago, you promised. I know, and I'm ashamed of my actions. It'll never happen again, but I should have trusted it. And I should have trusted your trust in it. I offered myself as a hostage. Temporarily, don't look at me like that. But I thought it would help. I didn't want things to get violent. She tries to tamp down the flare of anger burning in her chest. Tiago clearly sees his error, but she still can't help the urge to defend her friend. Neither does Sec Unit. Yes, yes, I know that now. Hindsight, like I said. But that's the other reason I wanted to apologize. I put it, and Amina, and everyone else in danger. I'm so sorry, Ada. And yourself, she whispers. You put yourself in harm's way, too. When will the people around her stop trying to heroically sacrifice themselves? It's infuriating. Is it so much to ask for them to remain safe and sound and close? I know. How did Dr. Arata handle it? If Ada were leading the mission... It's a good thing she wasn't leading the mission. Her emotions were... are far too volatile lately not to make rash decisions where Sec Unit was concerned. Well, she didn't kick me off the team, but she did make me do remedial safety training. Ada takes a breath, exhales it. And you followed its orders after that? To the letter. I learned my lesson. Don't worry about that. Good. Neither of them says anything for a time, though Ada knows Tiago well enough to pick up that he's still mulling over something. She has a pretty good guess what it is. How do you feel about its relationship with me now? Well, now that I know it's not romantic. He glances at her. It's not, on your part, right? No, she confirms, and is in the middle of wondering why he thinks it's his business anyway, when he continues. Not that that matters. But now that I know its intentions toward you, and that it's not exploiting your kindness, I feel a lot better. Though I do wish you had come to us. No, no, I know, he says, when she inhales to speak. I get why you didn't. And I'm sorry about that, too. I wish we were more supportive of you then. I hope we can be the support you need from now on. Thank you, Tiago, she murmurs. And do me a favor? Make sure you get the trauma treatments as soon as you get home, Don't think you don't need them, because you do. You will. I really regret that I didn't figure that out sooner. Don't worry, he says with a wry smile. I've seen what not getting them does to a person. I'll make an appointment as soon as we're back. Ada crosses the meager space between them and wraps him in a hug. He's safe. Her daughter is safe. Her friends are safe. And it's all thanks to SecUnit. She knows it's contemplating going with Perihelion and its crew, and she'll miss it when it does. It has promised it will visit when it can. It never makes promises it doesn't intend to keep. After all, it promised to look after Amina and Tiago, and it had. But Ada knows she'll still lie awake and worry about it at night, because that's what she does. She worries about the people she loves. End of story. Thanks for listening.